NSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The death toll continues to rise in Sri Lanka after a series of coordinated bomb blasts rocked several churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. More on that story from John Clemens.
The large-scale loss of life that targeted Christian churches and a number of hotels has been described as the worst violence to hit the South Asian country since the nation's civil war ended in 2009. Government troops, as well as rebel Tamil Tigers, were both accused of atrocities during the 26-year-long battle, which claimed tens of thousands of lives. Sri Lanka has a long Christian history that began with a visit to the region by St. Thomas the Apostle.
With French police suicides on the rise, officials were expressing shock and anger after some yellow vest protesters in Paris shouted at officers to kill themselves as police fired tear gas and rubber projectiles into the crowd to contain violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
While House Democrats are reviewing their next step with regard to the just-released Mueller reports on possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells Fox News Sunday President Trump's constant use of the words no collusion ring hollow.
What more clear intent to collude could you have than the Russians offering dirt on Hillary Clinton as part of what was described as an effort to help Mr. Trump in the campaign? And Don Jr. saying, if it's what you say, I would love it. Now, I don't know how you find more abundant evidence of an intent to collude than that.
Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has a different take on the Mueller report on CNN's State of the Union.
Any candidate in America would take information negative
from a foreign source?
Who says it's even illegal?
During Easter Mass, Pope Francis condemned the attack that killed hundreds of people in Sri Lanka. Later, through an interpreter, he spoke about the arms race, asking for world leaders to listen to a higher power.
Inspire the leaders of nations to work for an end to the arms race and the troubled spread of weaponry, especially in the economically more advanced countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper got a first-hand look at severe weather damage in central North Carolina Friday, part of the same system that left a trail of death and destruction throughout the Deep South.
When you look at the power of this storm and how it could have caused so much devastation over a long period, to have no one hurt is a great thing.
Only one person suffered injuries, and those were minor. Marking 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre Saturday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis had a positive message for those gathered.
But we also gather with hopeful hearts. Hopeful because in the face of an unconscionable tragedy, great horrors and pain, we've recommitted ourselves to acts of kindness and service towards our family, friends, and community.
The massacre in 1999 left 13 people dead. Many people give a cute fuzzy bunny as an Easter gift, but that's actually a bad idea, according to USA Radio's Wendy King.
Experts are advising people to resist temptation this Easter weekend to not buy your kids a real live bunny. Megan Wolf is a rabbit expert in Alberta, Canada.
It's very difficult just to impulsively buy what you think is a cute, cuddly Easter bunny and then realize it's just too much in the end.
She says candy and toy bunnies are better Easter gifts. Her business lets people rent rabbits for 3 days during the holiday. The money raised is used to educate people about rabbits.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.